Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Hi, my zip code is 45040.
45040, thank you. Give me one moment. First and last name.
Ramanathan. Do you want me to spell it out? Or do you want like order number I want to discuss?
What's the order number, ma'am?
26 23 75 79 0.
Okay, you said 26 23 75 0.
No, 26 23 75 79 0.
Okay, thank you. What is your shipping address for security purposes?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, this is like when me and my friend we were playing and we saw this sort of a thing we submitted. They said 250 for like a KitchenAid, and so we did it. And then
Okay,
they said
so
shipping at
you need to go a little
five.
bit slower. The reason why I'm telling you need to go a little bit slower because your accent. I am not understanding you. I'm sorry.
Okay, completely understand. No, when you know, me and my friend we saw this survey. And we started filling it out, and it said like, you know, $2.50 you can win a KitchenAid sort of. So we thought, okay, we'll just do it. And then it said my friend didn't win it. It said I won it, and then I should pay the shipping and processing cost. So it said I had to pay $5.74. I paid it, and I just thought, okay, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it's okay, $5, fine. And then yesterday, when I was checking my bank balance, I saw I was billed again, like for yesterday, for $67. More other, like on October 31st, I was billed for the $5.74, which I agreed to pay. And then on November 4th, they have put another 67 on my bill. And I was wondering why. I was never told about this charge or anything like of that sort. Why am I billed twice and for the more amount which I didn't approve of?
Because when the order is in on October 31st, you pay $5.74 for the KitchenAid, and you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed the $67.32 for the $125 voucher, so you could spend in our stores. That's the
No,
information that you.
I didn't buy anything else from the store, or I didn't get a voucher for $125 or anything of that sort. So I don't know why I was charged that.
The voucher
They
will
said it
send
was.
out to your email, ma'am. Everything is provided to you where you place the order and the terms and agreements that you have to accept. What I could do as a customer courtesy, go ahead.
What was the, like the, see the 574 was for the KitchenAid, I get it. Why was I billed 67? I still don't get it.
For a voucher, for a gift card that is $125. So you could spend in our stores. It's a monthly fee. It's a recurring fee for $67.32 that you receive a gift card, a voucher for $125 so you could spend in our online stores. If you don't want to continue, I go ahead and cancel your account and I can apply 35% refund of the $67.32.
Yes, please cancel it. Maybe I didn't read the fine print. I don't know what happened, but I never approved the $67 card. And for I didn't receive any email from you guys. You said you will receive the even the.
What I'll do, I'll request another email to be resend out to you.
No, the thing is, I don't want anything. I just want to cancel this. Please, could cancel this.
I'll go ahead and cancel your account. Are you ready to write the cancellation number down? And the 35% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any? Do you have something to write your cancellation number down?
Yes.
Cancellation number, C as in Charlie, 2415128.
C2415128. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
No. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I will not be billed anymore from this account, right?
No, your account is canceled, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good
thank
day.
You for thank calling you. Customer Care. Hope you have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, ma'am.